Bam! And you say, God damn, this is a dope jam. I'm broad. Said I'm broader than Broadway. Yes, I'm broad. Said I'm broad. Said I'm broader than Broadway. And I'm diddling. Join along yourself, myself, ourselves. And it feels so good. Your sauce will mix with ours and we'll make a good goulash, baby. Oh, yeah. What time is it? It's time for Get Wood with Chess. Hi, hello, my name's Jess, and welcome to Get Wood. Goodbye, Franklin. Welcome to Get Wood on this beautiful March 28th, 2023. That's 3-28-23. Backwards, that's 3-28-23. Welcome to the Paladrome. Come on down. Get down. You can get it and get it and get it. The Paladrome, it's happening all month. Every time I write the date down, every morning when I do my morning pages. Hello. Mal, I am amazed at the Paladrome situation. It makes me think of Flacco. Yes, you know Flacco, Alex. Oh, Flacco. It's the diddling hour with Jess Wood. I am so excited. So welcome to the Paladrome. Get down. That inspired me to listen to the 1990, Public Enemy song, Welcome to the Terror Dome. Come on down. Get down. You can get it and get it and get it, get it. And it's such a great song. I think it's the first song where they start to quote Scarface from it. Remember? Flava Flav comes in and he's like, who do I trust? Who do I trust? Who put this thing together? I did. Who do I trust? Me. That's who. Who do I trust? Me. That's who. Who do I trust? Who do I trust? Me. That's who. You know, I will do a Scarface quote. I have no problem with that. I love a Scarface quote. Hi, everybody. Hello and welcome. I am wearing, for those of you on video, watching video, enjoying the video. Hello. I'm wearing another headpiece made by the fantastic and beautiful Suzanne Hyde. Happy birthday to Seymour Butts. I wish. I have no butts out. I have no tits out. It's today I have a little lace going down the arm. That's all you're going to get, you pervs. I love you so much. I am this is a top hat that Miss Susanna. Oh, Susanna, won't you sew for me another top hat, please, baby? I love you so much. Thanks. I am... What happened? Thank you so much to those of you who write to me and tell me that you do follow along because you also are struck with adult ADHD. Anyhow, hi. Thanks, Suze, for the hat. Also, a big shout out to my girl, Alexis Diana. You can follow her on Instagram at Alexis Diana. She's a wondrous, amazing spirit and a luscious, gorgeous, talented, smart woman. And she gave my commercial today for me for the Get Wood. She did a commercial for me. So, you know, when you have friends that can hook you up like that, it's just... Hat by Suzanne Hyde, $55. Cat food for the cats, $12. A friend doing a commercial for your podcast, priceless. Billy Crudup, welcome to the Paladrome. Get on down, get down. There's a little baby head, girl, choo-choo mama. Love you. All right, listen, I am in a weird mood. Am I always in a weird, kind of always in a weird mood, but I think the top hat is really, it's like I'm frosty. I'm okay. But here, happy birthday. That's what Frosty the Snowman would say. Never made any sense to me, but you know what? I think those people were on a lot of opiates when they made that, and God bless them. I want to say the cats make a little ruckus, but I'm not going to make anything. It's been very challenging taking care of cats again. I've been asked by friends, hey, Jess, would you love to get another cat since you've been hanging out with cats? Are you so excited to hang around with cats again? Does this inspire you to get another cat? And to that, I say two words, hell no. Motherfuckers, I am... not you motherfuckers, but motherfuckers that ask if I want to take on some other shit. I don't need a project. I don't need shit that I'm like, come here, come here, come here. Like, enough. I need me to come here. Do you know what I mean? I need me to show up for me, motherfucker. I can't be. Here's a treat. Here's a treat. How about a treat? You know, like, I need a fucking treat. You know what I did last night? I went and got myself some fucking treats. Because, bitch, I need a treat. Feeling unsettled. Feeling unsettled. As I know a lot of us are, it's an unsettling time. I don't think I'm alone in this. I just have to tell you my week. What a week. What a wild, wild week. First of all, I'd like to do a huge love ball, flaming love ball of hugs and I just want to snuggle into their armpits. My Albuquerque folks were here, like a handful of them, which I got to say, y'all in the chat right here made me miss you even more. Hey, excuse me, sir, I'm recording. Recording in progress. I posted the fucking sign. Anyway, I got to see my friends from Burke. I'm allowed to say it. I'm honorary. I'm an honorary Burker. Anna, it's not Burker. Burke. They'll fucking stab you. Anyways, we'll fucking stab you, eh? Don't fuck around, eh? Listen, the cat is... I told you I wasn't going to get distracted by the cat. And yet, here we are. Anyway, they were here. There was a show that I told you about last week that was produced the night of the podcast last week, about the Tuesday night of last. And, shout out to QED for hosting it up in Astoria, Queens. Shout out to all the folks who came through, who sat in the crowd, who laughed. And shout out to those motherfucking hilarious goddamn Albuquerque comics that were here performing, making it just a treat and a half. And I must say, I got to thank Suzanne again, my cat lady and hat and cat lady and hats on cats. And say to her, you know, she also gave me a sweatshirt that's a hoodie that has a monster, googly eye monster with some horns. And I took a photo with it afterwards, after the comedy show, with everyone, a big group photo. And it was so exciting. So I put the little sweatshirt up with the horns. And then I looked like the guy from the fucking January 6th. I looked like the vegan stormer of the castle at January 6th. You know who I'm talking about. Because I had these horns. Now, mine were felt and they were fun. And there were some googly eyes in between. It wasn't like I was like, you know, make America anything. I'm like, America, we're, oh boy. This is not a depresso show. This is just a real, real talk. And so I had all my little horns. And then I looked at the picture and I was like, oh dear. And then I was like, nah, you're Jewish. It works. Horns, Jews, stop it. Are you kidding me? Again, I went through my aunt for that. I got an okay for that from my aunt. I always get an okay from the aunt before I do any Jewish jokes, because I am Jewish, but I don't know, how far can you go? I'm a little bit dark, I'm a little bit sick, but you know what? My family gave those things to me, so I wonder if really it's gone full circle, it's come full circle. Anyways, I just had the best time. So, the neighborhood that I'm in is a totally different neighborhood. It's called Greenpoint, Brooklyn. And it's a completely, it's the other side of Brooklyn. Now you thinking to yourself out there, if you didn't know, now you know, here you go. I'm going to tell you, Biggie Smalls. Brooklyn, one of the largest cities in the world. In the world. Yeah, I know. So when I say I have to go from Coney Island to Greenpoint, stop stalking me. I mean business. Over an hour. Yeah. Crazy, right? So I'm over here in Greenpoint. And it used to be, let me tell you about Greenpoint. Okay. Because it used to be old Russian Polish and very much that was it. It is the G train. G. Like, gah, who live over here? Yes? So, the last time I was in Greenpoint, a long time ago, well, I used to trim weed in a very illegal manner at a warehouse where I would sit in Greenpoint and trim weed. And after a few days of working with these young gentlemen, I had to wear headphones. Jason Momoa on Wish. Excuse me? I'm sorry, but anyone's writing about to, it's gonna be the don't come around here no more vibes. Oh, it's giving you don't come around here no more. Well, it is a little Tom Petty, but it's also like, I want to say it's Stevie Nicks a little. I don't fucking know. Anyways, here's what had happened was, I'm here in Greenpoint, and it's a very different deal. It's no more the Polish folks. It's no more my people. It's now the gentrifier folks. And listen, I don't mean to be mean, but how else are you going to be when you talk about gentrification? Look, all my people in this chat room right now, I know you, and I know your neighborhoods and your cities are getting gentrified, and you're not a fan. You're not a fan, and I know it, and I'm with you. Because look, when the gentrification comes, it's not like people just come and they're like, oh, it's a cheaper rent, and I'm an artist, and I'm going to move in here and make it like kind of arty and funky. No. You know, like, I like it when that happens, like when artists fill a community, and it's kind of, they don't fill it, but they come and like dot it a little bit, and maybe that's gentrification as well. But god damn it. Okay. The vegan capital. Oh, yeah. Right, exactly. The vegan capital insurrectionist is Jason Momoa on Wish. I think that's what the joke was from my pal out there. Anyways, hi. I get so distracted. I have to stop reading the comments. But you know what? If there's comments that you love that are on there, oh my God, the big fat one is up on the cupboard now. If there are comments that you love that are on there, take a screenshot and then I will release it to the masses later. Anyway, so I don't like Greenpoint. People are like, it's like with the cats. Are you want to get cats now that you've hung out with cats? No, absolutely the opposite. How about Greenpoint? You want to live in Greenpoint now that you live in Greenpoint? Nope, absolutely do not want to. A lot of young professionals talking loudly on their cell phones about their deals that they're making. I don't need to hear it. I get a little angry. Anyway, when we were at the dry heat up at QED, everyone wanted to get a slice of pizza. And so we went across the street to get a slice from this guy named Sammy. And Sammy, it was at his pizzeria, How You Doing Pizzeria? And is really the most Italian pizza guy I've ever met in my life. Like, he's like, how you guys doing? How you doing? And I brought in Josh, who's a native, he's a Navajo kid. And I go, yeah, this is Josh. He's from Albuquerque, you know? And Josh goes, hey man, you ever met any Indians before? And Sammy goes, only in the casinos, you know? So it was very hilarious. And he told us all these stories about being kicked out of a casino. You know, I thought I could give money to my date. You know, I was with my date and she ran out of money at the table and I thought I was giving money. And then my friend who was hip to it was like, that's a hooker, Sammy. You don't want to be paying a hooker. And he goes, no, with the chips. She doesn't matter. It's money. It's money. Okay. So we got to meet Sammy. Then also with the Albuquerque folks, we were walking from a show on Friday night where there was a built-in ping pong table in the middle of Midtown, built into on 6,000 Avenue and 33rd Street. It's just a ping pong table, right? So we're walking by and there are these couple of white dudes over there and they got some backpacks, nothing scary, but they had beer and they had ping pong paddles and balls in the backpacks. God bless you, sir. So they fucking break out the paddles and my friends are like, hold up, Jess, we want to play the ping pong. And they're calling it table tennis. So I'm trying to get classy like these. All right, the table tennis from my Albuquerque friends. Well, we play table tennis, eh? And I'm like, okay, cool. Go play the fucking table. So they played until 21 and, 21 points. And people walking by on the street and they're taking pictures and everybody's like, yeah, cheering and the things are going wild. And then Josh, my Navajo friend, he had lost his turquoise bracelet somewhere in Midtown of New York. And he goes, man, that's some bullshit, because he had kept going on stage and his first joke that he would tell the audience, he'd show his bracelet, his turquoise bracelet, and he'd go, hey, I came back here to trade back this bracelet for the island. So smart, so fucking smart and funny. But I gotta tell you, I'm trying to act like I'm not distracted by the cat behind me, but I am. But he's coming. He's don't come around here no more. Anyway, so I had to go. I had to go to the Department of Social Services because, you know, I have the Medicaid and the food stamps and stuff. And unfortunately, Albuquerque, now I told you how much I love you, I'm going to also tell you how much I feel like the land of manana Get it together, folks. There's a very big difference between New Mexico and New York. And you'd really think, like, New Mexico kind of had it maybe more to get. They don't. It's a very manana-y kind of, excuse me, sir. How do you do, friend? Here's the thing. I got to take this and go like this. Ready? Oh, Trip's here. I better get it fucking straightened out. Look, I better stop improvising. So anyway, the Department of Social Services in New York City, they sent me a letter and they said, we think you're a fraud. We think you're frauding us because we see you're taking the dole from also New Mexico. But here's the thing, my friends, my lovers, my humans out there. Listen, I broke up with New Mexico when I left. I broke up with New Mexico Department of Social Services when I left and applied here in New York City. I'm gonna fucking cheat. Listen. I don't cheat on my boyfriends and I don't cheat on the government. That's not even a brag, but it's just true. So I fucking was like, no, I didn't fraud. And then I checked back with New Mexico and they're like, oh yeah, we still haven't processed the paperwork yet, eh? Just give us a second. So I'm like, what? I'm in New York. I'm at the offices yesterday for, I don't want to tell you how many 4 hours I was fucking there. And the lady behind the bulletproof glass is like, you know what? What are we going to take your word for it? We don't know. We don't have the paperwork. From our end, looks like you're trying to fraud. So whatever you have to do, figure it out, bring us back the paperwork and get, you know, your shit together. And I was like, oh my God. And then I'm on the phone with Albuquerque and they're like, oh, you know what? Oh, shoot. Yeah. Here goes your paperwork right here. No, it looks like you did everything. Yeah. No. Hey, oh, you know what? We're so sorry. Oh, New York's trying to fraud you. Man, that's... No. Oh, man, that sounds horrible. Yeah. Can you guys please fucking email me a goddamn form that says I'm off of your dole so I can get onto this dole? And the fucked up thing is, folks, the real fucked up thing is the medical isn't even starting until Saturday from New York. So they're like, you're on at April 1st, but... April Fool's Day, bitch, you're off. Like, what the fuck? So, it's okay. It's okay. I can't take it personal. It's okay. I'm just gonna go about doing what I'm doing. I just have to. So, what do you do when you meet a stranger in the street? I'm talking to people who live in places where you only drive. But out here in New York City... Oh my goodness, I'm back in New York. New York City. And it's so exciting. There's people that walk around all the time. And they're walking and they're talking to you and you're talking to them. And it's very exciting. And so the other day I was walking on the street. There's a very handsome young black fellow and his friend. They had just finished smoking a blunt. I could smell it and I did not judge except for thinking... My God, these are my people. So he comes towards and there's just a little bit to walk in the sidewalk. And he says, come on, love, come on. And he waves at me. And I'm like, you know what? If you're a young gentleman and you wave at me, I'm going to wave back. Hello. And then he takes that as a cue, is like, this lady wants to fuck. So he stops and he's like, hey, but the way that he is carrying on, and listen, the fluidity of the youngsters these days, God bless, you know I sound like an elderly lady, and perhaps I am, and you know what, I embrace this, and I also embrace all of you being fluid in your sexuality and all your choices. But here's the thing, an old broad like me, I'm a Gen Xer. So the Gen Xer in me is thinking to myself, look at this guy, huh? Look at this sweet little gay guy. He's so excited to meet me. He's so excited to talk to me. And he's saying things to me like this. He's like, hey, so do you party or what? Do you party? And he's saying it just like that. Do you party? And I go, well, yeah. And I'm thinking to myself, I like parties. Like I like a good charcuterie or a balloons. I enjoy perhaps it's a pool party. I love a party. Yes. And he's like, yeah. So you got friends that like to party? You could call some friends that want to party. And then I started to think, is this an orgy invite? Like, is this a sex party invite? How do you know? If you can be clear about this and your understandings of your back and forth with the children these days, could you write to me in my direct messages? Thank you so much. So Long story younger, we exchange phone numbers. Because here's another thing. I'm meeting young men who are not on social media. And I'm like, you're not on social media. And that impresses me. It gets me a little shk in the downstairs places. And so I think to myself, wow. And I say to them always, you're not on social media. Does that mean you have real friends and like a real life that you carry on with? And they always laugh and say, yeah, let's exchange phone numbers. And I innocent and naively say yes. Well, this gentleman, apparently he really wanted to party. Like, I mean, he was on a party train, perhaps. Perhaps he wanted me to be on a train with he and his friend and perhaps some other friends. There was something happening where he needed to party, and he needed it bad, man. He was, like, fiending for it. He texted me and called like an older person calling me. What are you calling me for? Do we have an appointment? Do we have a therapy session? Why would you call my phone? And so I had to text him back and be like, look, I'm busy. I'm cat sitting. I'm learning lines. I'm finishing a goddamn screenplay. Guys, I've got a lot going on. Quite fucking busy. And I can't be bothered with some young dude being like, is it time to party, Ma? Is it time to party? Bitch, shut up. So I said what I had to say, which was, no, I'm very busy right now. Let me get in touch with you. And then he wrote me back and said, no, it's okay. See ya. Have a good life. That's called missing a bullet. Missing a bullet? You know, that's called write it down next time. I had all the other stuff written, and then that one, when Tripp was here, I had to miss the punchline. Okay. Lastly, I know, it's, well, I'm not going to end with this, actually. Let me just chat about the shooting yesterday for a second. I know, it's horrifying. It's horrifying. I'm dodging a bullet. Thank you so much. I will read the comments when I can, and they help me. a coke dealer. Yeah, he does sound like a coke. He did sound like a coke dealer. Thank you so much. You know, coke was never my problem. I was a heroin person. I know. I like the heroin. Hey. Anyhow, that shooting, huh? How about that shooting? I feel like we can just say that like it's a TV show because it happens daily. Like, hey, did you see that shooting? The one at the Christian school. God forbid it was a Catholic school. At the Christian school, there was a shooting. And when I first read about it, they said it was a female. And I got to tell you, tinge of pride. Just a tinge. Small tinge. I'm very meek. I don't think anyone should go and shoot anyone ever. Never, ever, ever, never. But when you read about so many young men, and just young man after young man after young man after young man, and you think to yourself, where are my ladies at? You know? And you think, God, who? How are we? Oh, everyone left from that one. So it wasn't a girl. It was a boy who I think is transitioning to be a girl. So that's a lot of hormones. It's a lot of hormones, and that's a lot of confusion. And I think we need to talk to, because this particular, the school shootings, I feel like there's never been anything like this in my lifetime. There was never anything like this in our lifetime, ever in our lifetimes. When I was at school, never. Also, there weren't as many kids getting fucked by the teachers. So, I mean, there were a couple, and you would actually hear about like college professors and stuff like that. So, there's so much going on right now in regards to not talking to the kids. Like, no one's talking to them. There's a lot of telling them what to do, telling them how to be scared, telling them what to, you know, what to not do, and then also validating their feelings around fluidity, which is amazing and wonderful, but no one is talking to them about intimacy, about communication, about sexuality, about shame, about, you know, what feels right, what doesn't feel right. I have to ask, does anyone know if they even have those dolls anymore where you point to like bad touch or good touch? Like, we didn't have that. But I've heard about that. I've read about those classes with sex ed. And the fact that they're making laws where you can't discuss the period or sex or sexuality with younger children, it's just not fair to the kid. It's just not fair to these children. These children are going on shooter drills, active shooter drills, but they can't talk about how it might be really embarrassing if they like a guy and he likes them back, but they think that they can't ask him to wear a condom because they like him so much and they don't want him to be mad at them. You know, do you feel me? There's so much in regards to not talking and the shame around sex and sexuality. I mean, this poor kid who went and shot up this school, I can't even imagine what they were going through. And I also can't imagine what I posted a couple of photos of these trans women who took their own lives these last couple of weeks, because I just cannot imagine not being able to be who you are and comfortable with it, and people being so cruel about people wanting to change who they... Listen, here's an example, like a name change. It's like that, because pronouns are names, right? And so my friend in for real life, because I was raised by hippies, her name when she was born, a beautiful name given to her when she was born, it was Lorian. Lorian, what a gorgeous name, right? But then her parents got really into acid and Tibetan magic, and they changed her name at 2 years old. First of all, you're going to change a child's name at 2 years old. Fucked up. They changed it to Samding. 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 As a two-year-old. Everyone called her Samding. Nobody was like, oh my God, you guys. It was the 70s, and I think people were so afraid of not being cool. And that's how I feel it is again. It's like this quiet fear of not being able to be cool. No, whatever that is, whatever that means. And now I feel like people change their mind all the time about what they think is okay or not okay. And that's just not okay. So Sam Ding then changed her name to Moonstar when she was 6. Moonstar. It was the 70s, yes. So people were really, really tried. But here we are in 2023. And I say to myself, 50 fucking years later, have we really gone backwards? Yes. Yes, we have. From my auntie, my beautiful auntie, who has marched her ass off at marches in the 70s. Speaking of the 70s, when I was a baby and she was marching. Yeah. I mean, what the fuck? Now we've lost those rights. It's really unfortunate. And when I hear women especially touting these ideals about how, you know, sex has, or sexual, they don't even, it's not even clear to me. These Trumpy ladies who are like, teachers make kids trans. Like, they don't, they're so ignorant that they have no idea about what's going on. And also they're fucking the kids. Like, there's so much going on that we're not talking about. Did these women have abuse? Obviously, they must have been abused. It's scientific that it goes down in generations. I was abused and abused someone. Hello. We have to be able to talk about shit. Okay. I know, got a little preachy right there. I'm not going to end on that because I like to end a little lighter, a little fluffier. I want to say that I wrote this down the other day because I was chatting with a friend of mine. Excuse me for leaving frame for your gorgeousness. I wrote this down because we were talking about dating, my dating life. And I said, listen, don't get me wrong. I do need to be penetrated once in a while. But guys being polite to me, swish, swish, you know what I'm talking about. Who do I trust? Me. That's who. Okay. Lastly, let's talk about taking care of cats and trying to watch everything that breathes. Hey, Miss B. Welcome. Thanks for coming in. Everything that breathes is so beautiful. What a gorgeous... You know, I love to shove a movie review in your face on these shows. So everything that breathes, so gorgeous, so beautiful, really, really lovely. Thank you, Ron. It's from Pakistan. It's subtitle. It's about a couple brothers that take care of birds and rescue them and fix their wings and help them fly again. And like, it's very sweet and touching. It's also very quiet and beautiful. And they have drone cameras set up in places that you would never, that we've never seen. I've never seen what it looks like from a rat's point of view. Hey, boo, hey. I have never seen, so they have a camera in the puddle so that you get the fly eye view. That's right. The flies in the puddle drinking the water. But then the shadow from the on the water above is the like the goats going bah, bah, and like people going dun, day, look, and ding ding. And like it's amazingly gorgeous. You can't even stand it. Now, I didn't get to finish it. I'm going to tell you why. I'm watching this cat's over here. And me and Franklin, he's a cool cat. You know, we're hanging in. We're watching this movie, you know, and I'm talking to him. I'm like, hey, man, this is pretty cool, right? Look at this. We're looking like the fly. We're like, we could see like a fly's point of view. That's crazy. This is how I talk to these cats. So all of a sudden, Everything That Breathes is a documentary about birds and in Pakistan and these brothers that take care of birds. And so because it's about birds, there's a lot of shots of birds flying. And then close-ups of birds and the wingspan of birds. And then there's another bird and fucking birds, birds. And then I realized the cat is like getting into position. Like, this motherfucker's about to pounce. He's like, hold the phone. Is that a bird? Is that 17 birds? Like he starts that fucking back of the throat. You know, of the bird, of the chattering to the birds from the cats and the bird. And I was like, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit, this motherfucker, oh shit. And so I had to beat him to attacking the computer. I had to shut it all down before he could fucking put his face through the laptop. I was like, ah! And so I didn't get to finish the movie, but it was very beautiful. And I do recommend it. All right. I'm leaving you with this. I'm going a couple minutes over, but you all are the best and I love you so much. And listen, if you get a chance, go and do something that you've wanted to do that makes you maybe a little bit nervous, that makes you maybe a little bit like, I don't know if I can, or you think you don't have the time or the money. Okay. So here's the thing. Have a good day, baby. Love you. I got myself over on a ferry, not the Staten Island ferry. They have now all these ferries here in New York that'll go from like the East Village to the city to Dumbo, Williamsburg. There's all Astoria, Queens. So I went after seeing my great friend, Kendra Cunningham. You should also follow her. Hilarious. Kendra Cunningham. Saw her perform yesterday or Sunday. Couple women walked. And then afterwards we walked. I said, I want to take the ferry back to Greenpoint. And they were like, yeah. So we all walked to the ferry and one lady leaves and one girl gets on the boat and she goes to Astoria and my friend who goes to Astoria, Queens, to Queens from Manhattan on the boat, on the ferry. She goes to the water, bye, ahoy, ahoy, and goes. And she gets home before, and I'm still in line for my ferry. And it's really a long delay. And there's been some people that got in a ruckus and they left and they were mad. But it's really like just a fun, let's go take a ferry ride. So there's a boy in front of me and he's younger. He's like in his 20s, my type. And he goes, for Greenpoint, right? And I said, yeah. And I go, oh, what's your accent? What are you, Russian? He goes, well, I am Russian, but I speak Egyptian. This motherfucker lived in Egypt. I love that. So he goes, I'm going to Greenpoint also. I said, oh, great, Greenpoint. I said, but you know what? I got to tell you. And I point across the water because you can see the dock of Greenpoint from where we're standing. It's not even a mile away. And I say to him, look, you see that? That's our dock. And he goes, oh, no. I go, yeah, we'd be better off with a fucking kayak, man. And he's like, I know. And we're laughing. And so then he goes back to his phone or whatever. And finally, the ferry comes. We load on. We get on. And he and I are now friends. So we go to the back of the ferry and we're going, you know, shoving off. And like, yay. And I'm taking photos and pictures and I'm having the best time. And as soon as I like videotape, look at how beautiful. Oh, my God, so beautiful. Look at the skyline. Look at New York. Look at the water. It's over. That was it. It was like a 4-minute ride for a fucking almost 2 hours in line. But you know what? Sometimes that happens, y'all. Just like the DPSS. All right. I guess I started with that and I end with that. Motherfuckers, just put in a little bit of faith and pray for me on that side of things. Also, I just want to say I'm so excited and I want to thank you all for who's congratulated me and sent me all the best wishes. I do start rehearsals on this play on Saturday. So if you're going to be in New York City, May 3rd through 20th, I'll be uptown in an off-Broadway show. So that's right, boop. All right. I love you guys so much. Listen, I had the best time. Check out all the palindromes all month long. Thank you, Ron. I appreciate y'all so much for checking in with me, hanging out with me, listening to me, Ryle and Wile. You know, I do so appreciate you also sending me little quips that I said or lines that I had from the show. Some of y'all are really great about that. And I just want to say I appreciate it so much because a lot of the time I let the muse take over, babe. I mean, I have my notes, like, you know, I have a ton of notes. See, I have to prove it to the video people. But I do allow myself some freedom. So thank you for finding some fun in my stuff and finding some silliness and also maybe hopefully finding some solace and relatability. I love you all so much. Have a great week and I'll see you next Tuesday. And please, the show is free and it's so delightful. Won't you share it and give me a little tag at Get Wood? Thanks so much, y'all. Love you. Don't suck a dick you don't like or lick a pussy you don't like. You know what I'm talking about? Don't do anything you don't like. Life is too fucking short, bubblas. I love you. I appreciate you. And I'll see you next time.